Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Healing Story, where I am listening to and interacting with success story icons. Today with me is Neda. She is a beautiful soul who is doing healing through sounds and arts. Hi, Neda.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you for coming here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Same here. It's amazing to have you. And I'd like to talk more, Neda, about your journey, how it started. You're into sound healing and healing with arts and motion. Let's go back a little bit to how it all started. What was it like for you? Was there any transformation that has happened?
Yes, absolutely. So my story with sound has started since I was a child. Music and sound have always been my refuge, the place I go to feel better. So I remember being raised in a family that also appreciates music a lot. My father has a beautiful singing voice, but he only sings for us in the house, in the family. My grandma from my father's side used to play the oud. My brother, the derbeke, my sister, the guitar. So I've always appreciated good music, and art as well has been something that I cannot live without art. It's a way to express, it's a way to feel, to connect. And what I find is that sometimes when the words fail you, you express through art or you express through music and movement as well. So I've always had music and art and movement as well as meditation as the place to go to. But they've always been a hobby only. So I've been developing my skills, as you can say, in terms of art, healing, and music therapy throughout the years, but never thought about making it a career. I used to play the violin when I was younger, the piano, and then the flute became my favorite instrument. The flute is an instrument that really speaks to my soul. And I'm fascinated by the sounds in general, the sounds of nature. Whenever I feel unwell or facing a challenge in life, I go sit in nature. I listen to the sounds of the waves and the ocean, the birds, and automatically my mood shifts. This is how effective sounds are on me. My story of transformation came actually when I decided to completely shift careers. So I've been working in the corporate world for the past 20 years. I was a director of communications and marketing at a global engineering company and then energy business as well. And I realized that it's actually taking a toll on me. I'm becoming disconnected with who I am. And this story of success that was fed to me that no longer resonated. So we are raised in a culture, and sometimes our parents, you know, they teach you a certain definition of success. And I tried that to fit in with society. But I was not being true to myself. I'm an artist. I'm someone who loves music, who loves to dance. I do not see myself living my whole life working in a corporate environment that limits my creativity. And so it was a trip to Bali that changed my life. I had actually reached a very difficult stage in my life a couple of years ago. I was going through health issues, physically, emotionally, mentally. The 20 years of corporate life had really unfortunately made me reach burnout. Mm-hmm. So I completely collapsed. And I was even losing the meaning of life. Is this what it's all meant to be? Is this what success is? Having a big role, chasing a salary, positions. I don't like that. I don't want that anymore. It doesn't make me feel fulfilled. And so it was that trip to Bali that helped me meet someone who's my master of sound. He's an award-winning, actually, master of sound called Chervin Boulourian, and he was my inspiration. So I studied and I trained with him. I trained with him, and I became a teacher. So it was an immersion facilitation training in sound healing. And it's a multi-instrumental one. So I play more than 25 music instruments in my journeys. And the idea is to be the channel and just offer a sound journey for the participants that helps them through the sound vibrations and frequencies feel better physically, emotionally, and mentally. The sound vibrations actually work on rejuvenating the cells in our body. So not only do they relax you and they slow down the brain waves to reach an alpha brainwave of a meditative state where you are de-stressing and allowing your body to heal itself, because our body has an amazing healing capacity. But also emotionally, it allows a release of stuck emotions, and physically it soothes us and it reduces the impact of any illness we have. So I became fascinated with the field of music and sound as a healing modality. And I didn't stop since then to learn, to equip myself with all the tools I need and the knowledge. Music and art as therapy are beautiful alternative modalities that can help people feel better and heal themselves. So I studied music for wellness, music as biology. I studied healing with the arts. And I continue and continue to develop because it's a beautiful and vast field. There's so much to learn. So I feel really blessed. Yeah.
Beautiful. And you are such a representation of the calm sound. Oh. Even your voice is so calm and peaceful. I want to know more about the sound healing. Do you consider it as a type of luxury, or do you consider it as a necessity to the healing journey that someone is going through?
It's a very good question, and I think there is no right answer that fits everyone. So we each find healing modalities that resonate with us. Because I'm someone who loves music, and so sounds resonate with me. Art as well resonates with a lot of people, movement and motion. And this is why all my life has prepared me to where I am today, because I'm using all the experience I had throughout my life in terms of movement and movement meditation, as well as music and art, combining it all to offer something that is unique. Now, whether it's a luxury, I don't find it a luxury at all. Sound healing and sound therapy has been used for thousands of years in indigenous cultures, as well as Western cultures, Asian cultures. It's a beautiful modality that is not expensive. And so the session cost is actually much cheaper than a normal therapy session. And what I love about this is it's accessible. So it's accessible for everyone, especially if it's a group class. In a group setting, you are allowed the chance to feel even supported by people who are coming, and they all are looking to heal something, to let go of whatever is no longer serving them. And this allows them the chance to exchange energy and feel like they belong. They have a support group. I do not find it as a luxurious modality at all. It's not expensive. At least I make sure that my sessions are accessible and affordable. And in every sound journey, you get a chance to shed a layer of the traumas, of the pain, of the emotions that are stuck in your body. So we all know now how much the body keeps the score. You probably read the book, right? It's a beautiful book. And so whatever traumas we went through in our childhood, in our teenage years, or are going through now, especially in terms of stress management, the body remembers all of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when the emotion or the trauma or the pain or tension is stuck in the body, it creates blockages in our energy centers, or what we call chakras. And that, if it's not released, can unfortunately turn into a disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the beautiful thing about a sound journey is all you need to do is lie down to relax, and you allow the sounds, the different sounds that go from low frequency to very high frequency sounds, covering all the elements of nature, to work on you.
And you allow your body to receive.
Yes.
Yes.
You are, if you're open to receive, and then the sounds will work on you, it will help release these blockages from the system and help you feel better in every zone, the physical, the emotional, and the mental. So there's also no recipe, as in you have to do it every week. You can do it every week, you can do it every month. Listen to your body and see what it tells you. Tribal cultures have used sound, shamanic. You've got even in terms of ancient history, the first philosopher that spoke about music therapy is Pythagoras. You know him? Pythagoras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's the father of mathematics and geometry. 500 years before Christ, he actually discovered music therapy as well and used it on groups, using the harmonies, the sounds, vibrations, and frequencies to help people feel mentally as well as physically better. So this is a modality that has existed a long time ago. It's accessible to everyone. You don't need any prerequisites to attend a sound healing journey. All you need is an open mind and a willingness to receive.
And going back to your own journey, Nada, was it easy leaving those 20 years of corporate and diving into a full adventure?
That's a very good question, actually. And no, absolutely not. It's not easy to be above 40, a single mother, an Arab woman, living in a foreign country, away from home, away from my family, and to decide to just completely transform my life and change my career path. It's actually very scary. And it was at the same time very exciting. I love a challenge.
Yes.
But I think my years of experience have taught me to have the courage. And I finally found the courage. Maybe it took a lot of time, but it's never too late, right?
It took 20 years to build that courage.
Yes, of working.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't easy because, again, if you think about what will people say, this will hold you back.
This is the major question.
Yes.
That every single person faces when going through any change or any transformation.
Very true. It's a global dilemma of needing validation from society and from people. But what I can say is that I have finally liberated myself from this, from the chains of society's expectations. Thank you. It's breaking the pattern. Because yes. obviously I tried it for 20 years. I have stepped up the ladder. I'm very grateful for my corporate life. I have achieved a lot. I've met amazing people on the way. And I've learned a lot from them. It no longer served me, but I never regret anything. It has actually made me the person I am today. Mm. And it equipped me also with a lot of skills. So to completely leave that is not easy. But I have realized that if I continue to repeat the same, it's the, you know, the definition of insanity, like Einstein says. If you continue to repeat the same thing again and again and expect a different result, yes. it's insanity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not reaching fulfillment. I am not happy. I'm physically, emotionally, mentally tired. I need to. The universe has actually pushed me to the edge to make that shift. So it came at the right time. And then I met the right teachers, because when the student is ready, they say, the teacher appears.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, I actually a little bit isolated myself. I went within. I was focusing on my own inner healing, learning, equipping myself. And I decided I'm not going to let anybody's opinion affect my decision. I'm very convinced that this is the right thing for me. It's never too late to too late to chase a dream. And when you let a dreamer dream, magic happens. I would like to also say that one of my biggest motivations was my daughter.
Mm.
I have a 16-year-old amazing daughter. She's a blessing and a gift to my life. And she's 16 years old, and she was witnessing me burning out and collapsing and trying to fit in society's definition of success. And then I realized, what am I teaching her? Is this life? There's much more than that. Life is beautiful and abundant. I want to teach her, especially now at this critical age in her life, to follow her passion. To do whatever makes her happy, makes her joyful and to feel fulfilled in life. She doesn't need to choose the career, the university degree that will, you know, society will
yes,
find.
Yes, she doesn't need to fit in the box.
No. Let her choose whatever she wants to do if it makes her happy, if it makes her feel fulfilled and gives her meaning. And this is why I feel so grateful now, because she sees me. And she witnessed the transformation. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest gift we can give to our kids.
I agree 100%. I am also a single mother of two beautiful daughters. And this is a realization that yeah. it took me some time to really reach, that the best way for me to give them any sort of concept or teach them anything is by actually being the representation and being the role model.
Absolutely.
Because that's yeah. how children learn. Even looking back at your own journey as a child,
mm-hmm.
there are things that were said to you, there are things that you were taught in school probably, but the true core meanings of your values in life come from those role models that you were mm-hmm. affected with
yes.
and what they did and how they lived their lives. So that's why it's really important, as you said, to really be living your true authentic self.
Yes.
It's more important when there are kids involved in the picture and in that frame.
Absolutely. And again, it doesn't mean that this is everybody's choice of journey. There are people who love being in corporate. It's their dream too. Mm-hmm. And that I don't judge, of course. So everybody is different. Mm-hmm. And we come with different, not only personalities, but also way of being.
Yes.
Even our brain dominance, you know, from a right brain to a left brain dominant person, you have a whole range of preferences in terms of how you like to live mm-hmm. and what you like to do. So yeah, let her choose whatever will make her happy.
Nada, going back to your journey, what is one thing that you learned about yourself?
What a beautiful question. I learned that I never give up.
How easy and simple.
Yeah.
But so important.
We've all faced problems in our life, and I've been through my share of problems and challenges, even traumas, or sometimes related not even to you but imposed on you. My mother, actually, she was an inspiration in that sense, because she again showed me that example. She's a survivor. And I've learned from her that I'm a survivor too. Nothing beats me. Every time I fall, I will pick myself up. Mm. And what I learned is that I'm also very independent. And when you're independent and you're not looking for someone to save you, you are your own savior. This is what keeps you going and makes you stronger. If I'm going to wait for someone to pick me up or to save me, I have no control over that. It might never happen. Every time I fall, I pick myself up. And I'm very creative in the way I pick myself up. And this is why I have ventured into different modalities of healing, such as art and music and movement, meditation, etc. Because dance, I love dance, and I've done throughout my life so many types of dance. And in every phase of my life, I am looking for something different. And I always manage to pick myself up at the end. And
that's what matters.
That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn. Every challenge is a learning opportunity, and we grow and we evolve as human beings. Yeah.
Why do you do what you do, Nada?
I do what I do because it has finally given me a sense of purpose. Being able to change someone's day, I'm not going to say change someone's life, even change someone's mood. When people come to my sessions and they feel better after, just that gives me a sense of fulfillment and a sense of purpose. It gives meaning to my life. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. That's what I want to do, to feel that I'm not only growing myself and evolving, but also I'm contributing and serving. I want to be someone who serves the community and helps them feel better, contributes to their emotional, physical, and mental well-being. And that is the biggest meaning to my life at the moment. So I feel blessed and I feel very grateful to have finally found my calling. And not only that, but to be able to use what I love the most, music and art. As Nietzsche said, life without music is a mistake.
Definitely.
I cannot imagine a life without music or without art.
How do you see the relation or the connection between sound healing and between the healing of the inner child?
Sound healing is a modality that can help heal the inner child, as well as other things. Trauma, as we remember it, if it's from our childhood, it's how our body is reacting to it. It is what it has done to us, what the trauma has done to us, no matter what the actual incident or incidents were.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is, what happened inside of me because of this trauma? or my inner child wounds, or it can be traumas throughout life. And one of the ways to release this trauma or the wounded child is through sound healing journeys. And I personally am offering sound healing journeys and learned and studied it very, very thoroughly because it has helped me heal my inner child and heal many other things as well. So if it worked for me, why not help others too? Maybe it can work for them too.
And how long do you feel like it took you to reach to a point where you said, I believe in this, this works, or as you just said now, it helped you heal your inner child? How long did this process take?
Well, the process of healing yourself, your inner child, or any trauma that needs to be healed in you is a journey. It's not a destination with a specific date or time or duration. I've been on a journey of self-development, I would say, and healing since I was 18. At 18, I started to do yoga and meditation. And since then, maybe there was a time in my life when I stopped. I was very much immersed into working, delivering, achieving, being a mother, satisfying all the roles of society. But then over the past, I would say, 8 years, I've been just focusing on self-development and healing and trying so many things and so many modalities to see which one works, from breath work to yoga to meditations. And meditation for me is also something that has helped me a lot. Sound healing is another form of meditation, but it uses sounds to help entrain the mind and help you reach a meditative state. So I cannot say it took a year, or it took years of me working on myself. And it's a journey. It's an ongoing journey. Yeah.
It is, definitely. How is little Nada today? The expression says it all.
Yeah. little Nada is excited. She feels reborn. It's as if I had a chance, a new chance at life. Little Nada is feeling free and liberated. And very, very joyful and playful. How beautiful it is to be able to play music and play with art and colors and charcoal, which is another passion of mine. So I am very much now connected to my inner child and the playfulness, the joy. And I think we should all be very proud of the child inside of us.
Indeed. I want to know more about the charcoal modality that you've been talking about lately and practicing.
Yes. And so part of my studies was healing with arts. And when we say art, it included visual arts, writing, because writing and poetry and the written word is also a way to release and feel better. It included music and also movement. And with the visual arts, we learned how to help people feel better with motion drawing. It's a beautiful modality. So I do motion drawing workshops where I guide people on using their full body to express their inner self. So on a big piece of paper, you release. You take a piece of charcoal and you let yourself go. The music guides you. I guide you through a meditation. And every person then is able to unleash the inner artist. And it's not about the end product. So the motion drawing workshop that I do is not about what is the piece of art that I'm going to come up with. No, it's about expression. It's about the ability to let out whatever needs to be expressed using your body and the power of the touch. They call it kinetic drawing. Motion drawing has actually started back in the 80s by someone called Heather Hansen. She's a performance artist. And there's many other artists like her, Tony Oricho, etc. Each used motion drawing in a different way. And this is one of the workshops that I offer here in Dubai, and it's very well received. People are loving it. They get a chance to release, to feel liberated and free, and also come up with an art piece at the end, which I help them analyze as well. Because the every motion that you do using your body, the drawing, using the charcoal, can be analyzed as well. So it's a beautiful, beautiful workshop that helps people release, feel better. Art therapy, again, is another whole world that is being increasingly proven to help people with their mental, physical, and emotional problems. So, yeah, I encourage people to try it.
If there is one message, Nada, that you would tell to your younger self, what would it be?
Don't be afraid. Follow your dreams, follow your passion, and never give up. And everything is going to be okay.
Nice. Before we wrap up, Nada, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And just answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. What really excites you in life? Too much thinking.
Music excites me.
Yeah.
Nature excites me. My bringing joy to people excites me.
What's the worst thing that happened to you?
In life? War. I have experienced 3 wars when I was a child. And that's an experience that I would never wish to anyone, especially not a child. It's one of the things that has actually made me fascinated with the sound healing, because our ears, the people who have been through war, are very sensitive and affected. And because my ears are very sensitive, this is what made me fascinated by sound, and that it can be beautiful, because when I was a child, those sounds were noise that's very scary. And that's damaging to the ears. Whereas we can now use sound in a soothing way, in a healing way. It's one of the ways I'm healing my ears through sound healing. And yeah, that is one of the worst things I've experienced.
What recharges your batteries?
Sitting with myself and meditating, especially in nature. That's the way I recharge and re-energize.
What do you want to do less of?
Nothing comes to mind. I've already let go of the things I want to do less of.
And that's just beautiful, realizing that and being in that stage.
Yeah.
What do you want to experience?
There's so many more things I want to experience, but definitely more travel. I experience more cultures. I find it fascinating, the different cultures and what they bring. And I'm specifically interested when I travel, I like to see the music and the art of that country, because you can learn so much about the culture through its arts and through its music. Yeah.
Nice. Nada, I want to thank you so much for being here with me today and for sharing everything that you have shared. It was a pleasure listening to you and getting to know all of that. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you so much. I feel truly, truly blessed. And thank you. for this great initiative, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.
Same here.